Live from Bonnaroo on WTTSFM.com.
I'm Dean Kay for Radio Bonnaroo, backstage with The Temper Trap. We're going to be at the That Stage at 10 p.m. tonight. We got Doogie and Lorenzo. Welcome to Bonnaroo.
Thank you, sir.
Is it first time for you at Bonnaroo? Have you been here before?
It is the first time. It's our first time to Tennessee, actually, so it's pretty exciting.
Do you get a chance to see other bands while you're here, or is it just you get to take the stage and then split?
Unfortunately for this one, I mean, we're only here for today, so I'm gonna see local natives and probably watch the XX after we play, but we don't get to stick around, unfortunately, and see the many great acts that are playing over the weekend.
You probably don't get to do that at festivals very often, right? You kind of have to, you don't get a chance to see your peers.
Not very often, but every now and then, like in Coachella, we actually got to stay for the whole 3 days, which was amazing.
Excellent. Last year's South by Southwest Festival was a great starting off point for the band in the States here. Now you're touring all over the States. How has American audiences been treating the Temper Trap while you're on the road?
They've been really, really amazing. I mean, we did a 7-week tour back in April and May, and that was really kind of cool for us. It was the first time that we've actually done proper touring in the States, and you know, we're very fortunate to have a lot of our shows selling out and being playing to full audiences, so you know, it's been really, really good for us.
How does it compare with Australian audiences?
I guess they're different. I think people are just probably a little bit more excited to see us because they've probably never seen us before, and they tend to bring people along who've never heard of us as well, so they go in without any preconceived ideas of what we might be like, and they seem to enjoy it. Whereas in Australia, I mean, that's kind of where we cut our teeth and we did a lot of touring, so people, you know, are kind of expecting a little bit more of us, I would probably imagine.
So you get to garner new fans while you're in the States.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Another break for you was having your song Sweet Disposition in a Chrysler commercial, as well as having that song in the 500 Days of Summer movie soundtrack, another song showing up all over the place in commercial advertisements. How do you feel about that?
Got to pay the bills somehow, you know? So, and the music industry as we know it is changing. And nobody's really selling records anymore unless your name's Lil Wayne. I think amongst the camp there's mixed feelings, you know, but to put it simply, you just got to do what you got to do really to keep yourself on the road and alive, and you know, it's an expensive habit, music, so
it's almost part of the process anymore now.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of a tour right now, of course, here at Bonnaroo, and then I understand you're heading off to Rome.
That's correct.
So, with you traveling all over Europe and the UK and all that, have you had time to begin working on your next record?
Look, I mean, there are ideas that are floating around, and we have had a few rehearsals, but, you know, actual, you know, concentrating and writing the record, I don't think is going to come, you know, for a little while. We're having a break in September, which I think we're going to, you know, do a pretty heavy stint of work in the studio. You know, it's something that's at the forefront of all of our minds, but just, I mean, touring is the main thing for us at the moment.
And this is your you have your first album out, so your second one's one you're working on. Do you enjoy working in the studio?
I do, personally. I love the creative process and, you know, kind of what comes out of that. And you know, the best time in the studio is once you've got all the tracking done for, you know, the bed tracks, then you get to experiment with different sounds and different instruments to try and make things a little bit more interesting. And they're always the times that are really, really, you know, enjoyable for me. Whereas for Dougie, I don't know if he likes the studio that much.
So that's more of the artistic times when you're putting the icing on the cake.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next for the Temper Trap?
Just a lot more touring. We've got our work cut out till pretty much the end of the year, and then we're gonna take some time off, you know, maybe a month or two, and then regroup and start working on the second album.
I'm Dean Kay talking with The Temper Trap backstage at Radio Bonnaroo. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having us.